This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm here with my colleague, Jiang Fan, who for years was a fact checker, and now she's been writing about China and Chinese-American life for us. And as I do every week or every so often, drop in on some colleagues and see what they're reading or listening to. And Jiang, what's on your mind?
So there's a documentary on Amazon Prime on the only Chinese woman to have ruled the Chinese Empire.
What's the documentary called?
It's called Emperor Wu Zetian in Tang Dynasty, and I've been thinking about her a lot recently as we are in our own election season, and clearly Hillary comes to mind. Compared to Wu Zetian, Hillary is really, you know, just a complete saint. This is Wu Zetian. It's rumored to have killed off three of her kids. And this is a story, perhaps not for kids, but to one of her consorts, she chopped off both legs and arms and pickled her in a vat of Chinese wine. And this
I don't think Hillary's done that. Not yet. Not yet. But if she gets really pissed off.
There might be a possibility. Yeah. In times and cultures as disparate, I think it's helpful to examine how women living in a patriarchal society are subjected to a particular kind of evaluation.
Okay, what's next on your list?
Oh, this one. Okay, so I recently had the occasion to digitalize my cassette collection before they completely disintegrated. And the only existing cassette of myself from childhood was one that my mother made when I was three. And I spent 45 minutes retelling a single story.
First of all, I got to hear it. I want to hear Jiang at three. It's amazing you have this.
So the story is an ancient Chinese fable. It's called Mr. Dongguo, Dongguo Xiansheng, and it is available in English translation online. But to give you, you know, the quick and dirty version, it's about a Chinese scholar who is walking in the forest when he comes upon a wolf who's being hunted. The scholar takes pity on the wolf, stuffs the wolf in his book bag. The wolf then tries to eat the scholar. A farmer comes along that saves the scholar and shows him that compassion isn't always the ultimate solution. And this story, I think, has really shaped contemporary Chinese political discourse and thinking. The wolf has often been used as a metaphor for the U.S., for Japan, for the Dalai Lama, as a force that tries to disguise itself as one of benevolence. But the Chinese lesson to themselves is that ultimately they have their own agenda. And if the Chinese do not arm and protect themselves, they will be eaten by the wolf.
Have
Your voice has changed, Jiang.
How's her Chinese?
Yeah. Chinese, excellent. Excellent. Never been better. Jiang, thank you very much.
That was a pleasure.
Staff writer Jiang Fan. You can find everything she's written for The New Yorker at newyorkerradio.org, including a great piece on the children of the ultra-rich Chinese families living the high life in Vancouver. This is The New Yorker Radio Hour. Stick around.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.